Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Jared Graff, Young Adults Intern here at Emmanuel Faith. Just bring you guys the Daily Phil devotional today. This is titled, He Who Weighs My Inmost Being. I've heard a question floating around my circle of peers recently. Would you rather be well-known or known well? It's a deep enough question to warrant personal consideration, but given the rampancy of social media within my generation, the ability to connect with as many people as you want has never been easier. However, convenience often breeds shallow relationships. For many of my friends, it's very easy to be well-known, that is, to be known by a wide pool of people. On the other hand, I've seen so many people my age, including myself, struggle with a deeper sense of intimacy. We long for deeper connection, yet cannot get past the hey, how's it goings with our acquaintances. The deepest parts of our hearts cry for attention, yet rarely receive such care. There is someone who gives such care, should we receive it, the God who weighs my inmost being. Proverbs 16:2 reads this, "All the ways of a man are pure in his own heart. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit." Here we learn a great duality between man and God. We all make plans. We all try to do things the right way. God, on the other hand, sees our hearts. He provides the attention to our souls that we so deeply long for. He alone looks into the deepest parts of us, acknowledging us in a way no one else can. Have you ever wished in times of heartbreak and isolation to be embraced in the arms of a warm friend? Have you ever hoped someone would celebrate your biggest victories with you? Have you ever wanted someone to burn with the same passion to avenge the deep suffering and pain you've seen or felt? Our God, Yahweh, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, three in one, He is there, feeling, rejoicing, and enduring it with and within you. Before you came into the world, He knew you. He knows you now better than anyone else does. I warn you, though, to receive the full attention of God is also to receive His full judgment. He weighs our spirit, meaning not only does He acknowledge you, but He determines your moral standing before Him. As our loving Creator and perfect judge, He is entitled to that. Not everyone is willing to accept that, but here is the truth. 2 Corinthians 5:10 reads this, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." We will all stand bare before our Creator at some point, with nothing but our deeds to prove our innocence or guilt. Our works will either withstand fire or be burnt up in condemnation. None of it will save us, though. None of it will catch up to the extent which we've strayed from God. There is no amount of work a man can boast of that can save him. Thankfully, our God is just. He does not judge as we judge. His ways are higher. He proves this by His grace in Jesus. Though I am convicted before the judge, my sentence is mercy and blessing. The reimbursements for my worst offenses are the finest clothes, a ring on my finger, and a warm embrace. I am seen, I am judged, and I stand condemned. Nevertheless, I am held. It is truly an immeasurable, uncomparable joy to be known and known well by the one who weighs my inmost being. Amen. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.